Well, this is certainly a time of change and important transitions in East Africa. There are many changes happening now all around South Sudan, of course, in Sudan, with the change in government there and the prospect of a civilian government, in Ethiopia with the reform process going on since last year, but also very, very serious security challenges with regard to internal conflicts. And then, of course, also in South Sudan with the pre-transitional period at the moment, and at least the prospect of the formation of a new transitional government and the peace process taking some hold.
Right. And what are some of the main issues and what has to be done to improve the situation?
Well, in South Sudan, in terms of security and violence, of course, it's very welcome that there's been this significant drop in armed violence since the conclusion of the revitalized peace agreement last year. And I think it's particularly wonderful that this space has been used by many communities for reconciliation at the subnational intercommunal level. And I understand UNMISS has played quite a role in that as well. But of course, there's also still fighting on going on in the south with non-signatory parties. So of course, these have to be brought into the fold, ideally, and negotiations need to take place. The humanitarian situation is still dire in the whole country. The risk of famine persists, as you know. There's been massive returns of displaced people, but I think it's important to ensure that they are actually safe and informed and voluntary and dignified. And perhaps last but not least, in terms of the peace process, is the cantonment of the security forces and ultimately the integration of security forces and armed groups, which urgently needs funding from the government. Government has promised to fund the peace process, in particular the funding, but as we recently learned, only three sites of cantonment sites have received food so far. So security forces are not amassing there because there's not enough food. So I think that's something that needs to change quickly.
Right. Now, the government is to be formed in 3 months. Do you expect that to happen soon?
I mean, with the pace of progress in the past month, it's not necessarily likely that this will happen, but it's also not impossible. And I don't want to be a doomsayer in saying that this is not possible at all. Once the transitional government is formed, of course, it can continue to work on many of the issues that I've outlined. And I think that will be important.
Right. And just recently, the president had formed a committee to investigate on oil advances, and you had a comment on Twitter. What is your take on it? Has even the committee started working?
Well, that was the thing, that the committee has not started working. And then the chairperson was changed. And it's unclear why, but just, until that time, the committee hasn't met. That's, of course, quite problematic. And, especially now that oil revenues are increasing, with, the ceasefire taking hold, it's especially important that the oil sector it's more accountable and it's more transparent. You know, for decades, the oil sector, oil advances have fueled violence and insecurity in Sudan and South Sudan. And clearly this needs to change. Although I have to admit, it's difficult to see the incentives for the government to actually do something about it.
Right. And Mr. Coutts, thank you so much for speaking to us. Just before I let you go, what is your message to the people and leaders of South Sudan?
Well, I mean, to leaders, I can only say, well, do much better than you have done in the past. Reflect on your legacy. You know, is your legacy going to be civil war and atrocities, or perhaps stability and ultimately peace?